Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jijunya Mehta with the news. First headlines. Union Minister Chandrasekhar says Viksit Gaon key to Viksit Bharat 2047. Axiom 4 mission departs International Space Station, splashdown tomorrow. Nagaland University Dean booked by CBI for demanding bribe from supplier. And Passport Seva mobile van service launched to reach remote areas of Northeast. And now the news in detail. Union Minister of State for Rural Development, Dr. Pemasani Chandrasekhar, called for a renewed push to transform villages into Viksit Gaon as a necessary step towards achieving the goal of a Viksit Bharat by 2047. Speaking at the first meeting of the Performance Review Committee of the RD Ministry in New Delhi, Dr. Shekhar urged for collaborative effort to create a new chapter for India's growth story.
We're not just implementing schemes. If we all work together, we can create a new chapter of India's growth story. In every village, every family can have a dignified house. Every village can be connected with quality roads, and both rural youth and women can be empowered. And this vision is not a dream, and it can be quite achievable, but it requires all of us to work with renewed energy, innovative thinking, out-of-box thinking, and a deep commitment.
The minister highlighted that the Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Scheme has become a powerful tool against rural unemployment and distress migration. He stressed the need to move beyond wage payments and focus on creating durable and productive assets through community-selected projects. He also noted that more than 3.22 crore pakka houses have been built under PM Awas Yojana Gramin, noting that over 7.56 lakh kilometers of rural roads have been constructed under PM Gram Sarak Yojana. The minister suggested setting up state-level road maintenance funds and implementing community-based monitoring systems. The return journey of Indian astronaut group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla and three other crew members of the Axiom 4 mission began earlier this evening. SpaceX and its post on X confirmed that Dragon, the crew capsule, has separated from the International Space Station ISS. It added that Dragon will re-enter the Earth's atmosphere and splash down in around 22.5 hours off the coast of California tomorrow.
Dragon separation confirmed.
And Dragon Grace has officially undocked from the International Space Station at 6:15 a.m. Central, 7:15 a.m. Eastern, as the orbiting laboratory was flying 260 statute miles over the east coast of India.
Axiom Mission 4 Commander, thanking the flight control team for all
together
of their support
for the
throughout
all,
their 18-day mission.
Our friendship and goodwill forever be an example of the good that results from shared optimism. Axiom 4, Godspeed and safe journey home to the best planet in the solar system.
After landing, Group Captain Shukla and the other crew members will undergo a 7-day rehabilitation program to adapt back to Earth's gravity. Group Captain Shukla is on a 14-day mission to the ISS, during which he conducted 7 India-specific experiments. In his farewell speech aboard ISS, Group Captain Shukla described his space journey as incredible. The CBI has booked a Nagaland University dean for demanding a bribe of 2 lakh rupees from a vendor and harassing others in the supply of equipment and UPS batteries. Chita Ranjan Depp, senior professor, dean of School of Sciences Department of Botany, was booked for indulging in various corrupt and illegal practices with a predetermined intention to cause wrongful loss to the institution and corresponding personal financial gain to himself, an official said. A source revealed to the CBI that earlier some vendors had given bribe to Depp via ATM machines and bank accounts, as he had shown favor to them in supply of various items to Nagaland University. In a significant step toward improving passport access in remote areas of the Northeast, the Ministry of External Affairs launched the Passport Seva mobile van service on Saturday at Guwahati University, Assam. The initiative is part of the ministry's ongoing Passport Seva Apke Dwar program and will be deployed across far-flung rural locations in the region, allowing citizens to submit passport applications conveniently. Inaugurating the service, Chief Passport Officer Dr. K.J. Srinivasa described the van as a one-stop shop where all necessary procedures for passport application submission can be completed. One mobile van has been provided to each of the 37 regional passport offices, RPO, across India. Currently, there are 6 Passport Seva Kendras and 19 Post Office Passport Seva Kendras operating across 6 northeastern states under RPO in Guwahati. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The Mokchung District Level Coordination and Monitoring Committee, DISHA, held its meeting today. Chairing the meet, Lok Sabha MP and DISHA chairperson S. Supongmaran Jamir highlighted DISHA as a vital bridge between the government and the people, promoting participative governance. He highlighted that DISHA aims to ensure coordination among elected representatives for efficient and timely implementation of development schemes at the district level. Mr. Jamir emphasized the meeting's objective to raise awareness, especially at the grassroots, about key government schemes in sectors like agriculture, rural development, social welfare, and infrastructure. The meeting was attended by head of offices, NGOs, municipal council, and village councils. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has underlined the importance of open exchange of views and perspectives between India and China amid the complex international situation. Dr. Jaishankar held a meeting with Vice President of China Han Jiang in Beijing today. He highlighted that continued normalization of ties between the two countries can produce mutually beneficial outcomes. The minister also expressed confidence that his discussions in this visit will maintain that positive trajectory.
Bilateral relationship has been steadily improving since the meeting of Prime Minister Modi and President Xi Jinping in Kazan last October. I'm confident that my discussions on this visit will maintain that positive trajectory. We have marked the 75th anniversary of the establishment of our diplomatic relations. The resumption of the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra is also widely appreciated in India.
Dr. Jaishankar is on a two-day visit to China to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Foreign Ministers meeting in Tianjin City tomorrow. India's wholesale price index WPI inflation dropped to -0.13% in June 2025 over the same period last year. The dip is primarily due to decrease in prices of food articles, mineral oils, manufacture of basic metals, crude petroleum and natural gas. According to data released by the Ministry of Commerce and Industry, WPI-based inflation has been steadily easing since March this year and has hit a 14-month low of 0.39% in the month of May. Food inflation declined to -0.26% year-on-year, while fuel and power segment registered a deflation of -2.65%. A one-day sensitization program celebrating the girl child was recently held at Jakhama in Kohima. Organized by the Kohima District Administration in collaboration with Sankalp, District Hub for Empowerment of Women, Naga Hospital Authority Kohima, and the Department of Post, the event aimed to promote awareness on valuing and nurturing the girl child. Highlights include free health checkups, Aadhaar enrollment for girls under 5 years, and financial literacy sessions on schemes like Sukanya Samridhi Yojana and PM Matru Vandana Yojana. On the occasion, officials also planted trees named after girl children to symbolize their growth and significance in society. And in local sports, Nagaland hosted its first ever pickleball tournament yesterday. The event held at Ico Greens in Dimapur featured 32 teams from Nagaland and Assam competing in men's doubles open and mixed doubles categories. In the men's doubles, Megotsolia Khate and Vilashir Khate clinched the title while Dilip Mohanty and Abhyan Zafar were the runners-up. The pair of Dilip Mohanty and Nazneen Rehman won in mixed doubles. The event was organized by the Nagaland Pickleball Association in collaboration with Indian Pickleball Association. And to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Union Minister Chandrasekhar says Viksit Gaon, key to Viksit Bharat 2047. Axiom 4 mission departs International Space Station, splashdown tomorrow. Nagaland University Dean booked by CBI for demanding bribe from supplier. And Passport Seva mobile van service launched to reach remote areas of Northeast. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We'll be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.